Now, if we define the W matrix as this, then we can show that because the W matrix obviously is square, and its inverse has the A matrix A plus BB star X over gamma square, and by the condition, we already know that this matrix has no eigenvalues, only imaginary axis. So obviously, W has no no zeros on imaginary axis, or W inverse has no poles on imaginary axis. Okay, so W has no zero on imaginary axis. Now we're going to use the Riccati equation. Okay, we're going to add a term of minus j omega n and minus subtract a term of a j omega identity. Okay, and then we regroup it. Then we multiply the B star J omega identity minus A from the left and J omega identity minus A inverse B from the right. And note that sum of the equation becomes the function we want to compute, okay, that is G. Note that the midterm, actually, the third term actually, is G star G. Now, so we can, if we complete square, we just complete square here, and then we're going to see that we have G star G is equal to gamma square identity minus W star W. Okay, this right hand side is actually coming from the first, second, and the last term. Okay, by completing square. If you just basically multiply W star W, you end up with the first term, second term, and the last term. So now we have G star G equal to gamma square identity minus W star W. Now note that W has no zeros on imaginary axis. Okay, W has no zeros on imaginary axis, and this is a very important condition, because that it means W star W is going to be strictly positive definite for all frequency. And remember, W goes to infinity, omega goes to infinity, W goes to gamma I, so W star W is strictly positive definite. It's always greater than zero for all frequencies.